Well, we're talking about love. How many of you thought about love this past week? Any of you think about love? Okay, some of you. How many of you had a chance to show love to someone this week? How many of you had a chance? Oh, actually, all of you had a chance. It's not a matter of whether we have opportunities to show people love. It's simply a matter of whether we do it or not. And so we're talking about the one another's in the New Testament. This is the beginning of a series that I will be doing over the next few months. Last week we began part one of Love One Another, but I need 2 weeks to cover this one, maybe more.
这时候上个礼拜我讲了第一个部分，或许还好几个部分才能够把这个彼此相爱完全讲完。
So how we're approaching this is by asking some questions about love.
这时候我们要怎么样去接触这个问题，就是先问我们自己一个问题。
The first question we asked last week, is love an option?
这时候问的一个问题是说， 爱是不是一个选择？
What's the answer?
答案是什么？
No.
爱不是一个选择，答案是不对，不是。
It's not an option. Jesus gave it to us as a command. He didn't say, do it if you feel like it, do it if you want to. He said, do it.
他说这个爱并不是一个选择，爱是不管怎么样你都要做。
Then we ask the question, what if we don't obey this command?
他在讲说，如果我们没有遵守这个命令的话，会怎么样？
And what God really says, if we don't obey this command, we really aren't a child of His.
这时候神讲说，我们如果没有遵守他的命令的话，我们就不是他的儿女了。
And then the third question we ask is, what is this love like?
这时候第三个问题是说，这样的爱是什么样的一种爱？
And we looked at the Greek words that were translated love because the New Testament was written in Greek. And the first word that we talked about was philos. And who remembers what kind of love this is?
大家会不会记得这是什么样的爱呢？
Just say it. Friendship love, very good.
这是一个友谊的爱。 Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the second kind was eros.
第二个爱叫做 eros.
And what kind of love is this?
这是什么样的爱呢？
Romance love or sexual love?
或者是一个罗曼蒂克的爱，或者是我们翻译成了性方面的爱。
And we said both of these are usually because of.
这时候我们都认为这两个爱都是有一个原因的。
And the third word we used was a word that looks like agape, but it's really pronounced agape.
第三个字是看起来像是这个字，但是就是agape。
And what kind of love is this?
这是什么样的爱呢？
God's love.
这是神的爱。
It's a decision of the will, and sometimes it's not because of, it's in spite of.
这是一个意志方面的选择，它不是不管怎么样的情况都是要爱的。
And then we looked at the biblical definition in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8.
我们之后另外再从新约来看，哥林多前书从第十三章第十四节，我们刚才有稍微谈到，这是什么样的定义呢？
And we just sang about that, so we're going to skip over that definition.
So 我们刚刚唱过那一首，我们就不用再重复了。And
then we looked at the biblical example.
我们这时候从圣经里面来看爱的一个例子是什么。And
who is our biblical example?
谁是在圣经里面一个爱的一个例子？
Jesus is. When he died for us, he showed us what this love is really all about.
是耶稣基督当他为我们死的时候，这就是爱了。
So that brings us this morning to part two of how, to love one another.
这时候我们就要讲第二个部分了。这样讲是我们怎么样去彼此相爱。
And there's an outline in the back of your bulletin like this if you would like to follow along and fill in.
在你的单张里面后面有一个今天的这个大纲，你可以我在讲的时候慢慢的把一些空白的填上去。
And we're only going to ask one question this morning, which logically you would think I'd only speak one third of the time, right?
我只问你这一个问题，因为我现在只讲到三分之一的部分，但是我只问你一个问题。
No, I'm sorry, it's not going to work that way.
不是会这样子的。
So the next question is, how can I love more?
第一个问题是我怎么样能够多爱一点点。
If it's a command, and if the Bible tells us what it is, and the Bible shows us examples of how to do it, then, or of who did it, then how can I do it?
如果圣经是这样讲，说我要多爱一点，但一个问题就是我怎么样能够多爱一点点。
The first thing we need to do is to get to know God's love better.
第一件事情我们要做的是去了解神的爱，去多了解一下神的爱。
We read in Ephesians chapter 3, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ and to know this love that surpasses knowledge.
在以弗所书第三章是这样的记载的，因一基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满你们。
And so God is saying here that He wants us to be rooted and established in love.
这时候讲说要我们有基在爱当中，基础在爱当中。
And then it says as we do that, He wishes that we would be able to grasp, to get a hold of.
这时候我们在爱当中，我们就有办法能够抓住神的爱。
And he says it's wide and it's high and it's deep.
这时候我们讲说，神的爱是多么的长阔高深。
There's an old song, a quartet used to sing that his love is so high we couldn't get over it, so low we couldn't get under it, so wide we couldn't get around it.
就像我们经常唱的诗歌一样，神的爱就是高到我们没办法去摸着，而且很低，而且很宽，我们都没办法去丈测。
And then he says that we might know this love that surpasses knowledge, which means that we would know this love that goes beyond knowing.
这时候我们就知道神的爱是无法能够测度的，表示说我们即使知道，但是我们真的不知道神的爱是不是我们能够完全了解的。
And if we come to the place where we really can understand more and more about how much God loves us, then we are going to love people more.
如果我们能够去了解神怎么样的爱我们有多高多高长阔高深，我们就能够多爱其他的人。
It's usually the case that people who feel loved love others more.
经常是有些人自己能够感觉到爱，你才有办法去多爱别人一点。
There was a song, a Christian song, a few years back that said, "I am loved, you are loved."
在有一个基督有一首基督的歌曲里面说，我是被爱的，你也是被爱的。
So I can risk loving you because the one who knows me best, meaning God, loves me most.
这样我才能够冒险去爱你，因为我知道有一个神在爱我，我才知道怎么样去爱人。
And so we need to get to know God's love better if we're going to love more.
所以说我们必须要去多了解神怎么样的爱我们，我们才能够去爱别人。
Then the second thing is we need to depend on the Lord's help. Depend on the Lord's help.
第二件事情我们要了解是我们必须要靠着神的帮忙。
In 1 John 4:11, which we read last week, would you read this with me again?
我们上个礼拜有念到约翰一书第四章第这上面所 quote， 我们一起大家一起念。
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God.Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
约翰前书，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神而来，凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。
Who does love come from?
爱是从哪里来？神来的。
Love comes from God. And then the second verse, would you read this one with me?
在这个哥林多前书，大家也一起念。
May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you.
就像这边也是哥林多前书这样子讲的，是 ，It's Thessalonians. I'm sorry. Yeah, Thessalonians. 又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人的心都能够增长充足，如同我爱你们一样。
And so who makes our love increase and overflow?
所以谁让我们的爱能够增长并且一直加多
？It's Lord.
是我们的主。
So let me ask you some questions. When you are thirsty, where do you go to get a drink?
当你口渴的时候，你去哪边取得一个水可以喝呢？这是一个问题。去找到一个有水的水池啊。饮水机
Basically, wherever there is a source of water, right?
基本上是哪个地方有水，我们就会去。
Well, then, if we need more love, where should we go to?
当我们需要爱的时候呢，我们会去哪边呢？
We should go to the source of love.
我们应该要去爱的泉源。
And that's God.
And 那就是主，就是神。
We just need to say, God, you know, I can't love this way on my own. I need your love. I cannot do it by myself.
所以神啊，我真是没办法爱爱，但是我知道我需要，我要跟你求帮忙。
There's an old song of the church called "Channels Only."
在有一个旧的一个歌曲叫做渠道。
I looked in your book and it's not there.
我看到我们在这个 church 的一些 hymnbook 我们没有这首歌。
But it basically says that we are a channel or we are a source of God's love. His love flows through us.
我们是神爱的一个管道。
So as we get to know His love and we depend on His love, then His love can flow through us, and we can say, "Hey, that's God working. That's not me."
当我们能够经由神取到爱，经我们管道中间爱别人的时候，我们就知道是神经由我们中间去做成的。
And then a third thing that will help is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
第三件事情要做的就是让圣灵充满。
Would you read this verse from Ephesians 5, verse 18 with me?
这时候大家一起用以弗所书第五章第十八节，大家一起念。
Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
以弗所书这样的讲，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Now, we could take a lot of time to talk about what it means to be filled with the Spirit.
我们大概花很多时间去解释怎么样叫能够圣灵充满。
But I'm going to use a simple illustration this morning that might help you.
我要用一个简单的一个示范让大家能够了解。
I know you don't like my illustrations, but I'm going to do them anyway.
我或许不喜欢我的示范，但是我还是要做。
Okay, this cup is going to represent our lives.
这个杯子代表的是我们的生命。
This water is going to represent the Holy Spirit.
这个水代表的是圣灵。
And that actually Jesus used water as an example for the Holy Spirit as well.
Yeah, 耶稣基督也经常用水来代表圣灵做一个示范。
So it says to be filled. Is that filled?
当我们把它装上去，这样子有没有充满呢
？Just mean yeah, you can say no. Okay.
对，答案是没有的。
Is that filled?
还没有充满。
Now I'm going to complicate things here just a little bit.
我让这些事情稍微有点稍微比较复杂一点点。
I went out in the yard this morning and got some junk.
我到我的backyard 拿一些东西随便取了一些东西。
Now I'm sure you'll want to drink that, right?
我在想说你会想要喝这杯水吧？没有。
Now we're going to go like this, and there's water clear to the top.
我现在一直装，把水装到一直到上面。
Is that still full?
它是不是很满了
？No, because it's got a lot of other junk in there.
它是满了，但是它有很多不需要的东西都在里面。
Now, if you're a Christian this morning, the Bible says you have the Holy Spirit.
如果说你是基督的话，你知道有圣灵。
But it's a command to be filled with the Spirit, and so sometimes we probably are not filled with the Spirit.
我们的命令是神的命令，跟我们讲说，我们的生命要充满圣灵，但是基本上我很少有完全充满圣灵。
We have some junk in our lives to represent our sin.
很多东西是我们不需要的，比如说是我们的罪。
And so the first thing we want to do if we're going to be filled is we need to ask God to cleanse our hearts of anything that we have done that's wrong.
这时候我们这时候要跟神求的，就是将神把我们的罪从我们生命中间清洗出来。
And then He will do that. He promises that He will forgive us if we confess.
他也是跟我们讲说，如果我们能够跟神求的话，他就能够原谅我们。
So He washes us up, cleans us up.
这时候把这个杯子完全的清洗干净。
And then we can be filled to where that's still full.
就继续能够装水，装圣灵，现在装到一半。
No, but He can fill us up if we will just give Him control of our life and ask Him to give us the power and the strength to where we feel full to where we are overflowing.
这时候我们能够将我们的能够自我的控制交在神里面，神就能够将圣灵一直装到满为止。
And it's even good to drink then.
这时候就可以，这个水是很干净的，可以喝。
So, how we do this in the Christian life then, is I encourage you every day to look at your life.
所以这时候我们基督徒怎么样做呢？就是说每天能够稍微检视一下自己的生命。
And if you've done anything that needs to be forgiven, ask God for forgiveness. Confess it and ask for forgiveness.
这时候如果说有事情，你必须要神能够拣起你，能够请求神原谅，那你就要是求神。
And then just surrender your life anew to Christ.
这时候就是降服你自己，在耶稣基督面前。
And say, Lord, give me the strength and the power and ability to do what you want me to do today.
这时候就跟神求力量，求能力，能够做神要我们做的事。
Just fill me again with your Holy Spirit.
只是继续再一次将我的生命充满你的圣灵。
And so you may be saying, but how does this tie in with love? I don't get it, Steve.
这时候你会想说，这个装满圣灵跟这个爱有什么关联呢？
Well, if we read in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23.
这时候我们先念一下加拉太书第五章22节到23节，我们就能够了解。
It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
这时候这样讲的，加拉太书说，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。So
what is the first fruit of the Spirit?
所以这个圣灵的果子的第一个果子是什么呢？
Love.
就是爱。
And then the reason we tie this together then is that one of the natural results when the Holy Spirit is in control of our lives is that we will love more.
就我们知道这是从圣灵果子最重要的一个，就是一个爱，因为我们能够把我们的自己能够想要控制的生活交在主里面，我们就能够爱更多。
Just as an apple tree will naturally bear apples, and just as an orange tree will naturally bear oranges.
就像一个果树一样，你是苹果树，你就会长苹果；长其他的果树，就会长同样的果子。
In the same way, the one who is filled with the Holy Spirit will naturally bear fruit, including love.
就像一个其他有装了圣灵的，就有办法有爱的果子长出来。
But here's a note for you to remember.
所以这时候让大家稍微记一下。
Love, a fruit of the Spirit, is a growing process, so we need to be patient with ourselves and with others.
大家能够了解的是，这个圣灵的果子是一个成长的过程，所以是我们必须要有耐心，而对自己要有耐心，对其他人也要有耐心。
Have you been in an apple orchard in the springtime and seen these blossoms like this?
你有没有去过那个果园里面看到这个开始开花出来？
Well, that's only the first stage. Those are not apples yet, are they?
说这只是苹果开花，这是还没有结果。
If you go back, If you go back a few weeks later, you'll look really close and you'll see some little green apples growing.
这时候差不多几个礼拜回去，你就慢慢看到有小小的苹果慢慢长出来了。
But then if you go back maybe a month or two later, you'll see some bigger green apples.
再过几个月之后，你就发现这个比较大的苹果就结出来了。
And I used to eat these when I was a child. I would crawl up in a tree with a salt shaker and I would eat green apples and salt.
And then.当我小的时候，我到那个果树上面带了一些盐巴跟这个非常很绿的苹果，就这样就拿着吃。
But I tell you, they taste a lot better when they get ripe in the fall like this.
那当然，苹果当完全长成熟的时候就比较好吃了。
And so it's a growing process. Our love as well. Our love grows through stages, gets stronger and stronger and larger and larger.
所以一个爱是一个成长的过程，从刚开始慢慢的成长，而且越来越的稳定。
And sometimes Satan will want to come to you and say, "Well, look at this. You still don't love like you should yet."
有时候撒旦会跟我们说啊，你现在还是没有办法这样子爱人了，会跟你这样说。
And you can actually say, yes, I don't love like I should yet, but I have grown. The Lord has helped me to grow in my love. I may be in the green apple stage, I may be in the blossom stage, but I'm getting there.
你可以这样讲，或许是真的我没有像我应该要爱的但是程度是爱，但是我一直都在成长，从刚开花或许现在开花的结局，但是我一直成长会到绿苹果青苹果慢慢会成长变成红苹果。
And we need to remember that with other Christians as well. They are in the growing process. Let's give them a little bit of grace sometimes.
有时候也是其他的基督朋友也是这样，也是在慢慢的成长。我们必须对他们有恩慈。
And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3, Paul says this about the Thessalonians.
这时候有帖撒罗尼迦前书也是这样子的说。
Just look at the last part of the verse. He said, "Your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing."
这时候你可以看到，因为你们的信心格外的成长，并且你众人彼此相爱的心也充足，慢慢的成长。
If we start to put these one another's into practice here at the Michiana Chinese Christian Church,
我们刚开始，如果彼此能够这样子的学习的话。
And what should happen in 3 months, and in 6 months, and in 12 months, people should say, "Your love is increasing. I can tell you love each other more."
如果我们这样开始学习的话，三个月之后，六个月之后，慢慢你会发觉啊，一直都在成长。
I can tell that your love is increasing for those who aren't Christians.
你也可以感觉到在中间不是基督徒的，也感觉到这方面一直都在成长。
And even the people that we go to school with or we go to work with should start to notice.Something's happening in their lives.
在或许在你去学校的地方、去工作的地方，你会感觉到慢慢的都在改变，多一点点。
Then the fourth thing we see in the Bible is to pursue love. To pursue love.
第四件事情我们要学的是圣经里面讲的是追求爱。
Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:22.
保罗在提摩太后书是这样的说。
Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
你们要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告的主，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Now, if you look closely at that verse, you'll see there are two commands: flee and pursue.
当你看到这一段经文的时候，你会看到有两个命令，第一个是逃避，第二个是追求。
Says flee the evil desires of youth.
他是说逃避那少年的私欲。
And when I think of fleeing, I think of running really fast away from something that might be getting you.
我刚才讲逃避的话是赶快逃，用跑的有些事情来追你。这时候就像这个样子。
If this bear were chasing you like this, would you be running?
当这个熊在追你的时候，你会不会要跑呢
？Yeah, you know you could do big damage pretty fast, right?
我知道这个熊真是。会造成很大的伤害。
So Paul is telling Timothy, the evil desires of the youth flee, and I would say, like a bear is chasing you.
就像我们保罗在讲说，你要逃避少年的私欲，你要逃的话，就要像从熊要追紧一样的逃的方式逃开。
Because they will destroy us and do a lot of damage.
因为它会造成很大的伤害。
But he says instead, pursue love.
所以讲说要追求爱。
So the bear is chasing you, trying to get you. You're chasing love, trying to catch love.
但是你就是要去追求这个爱。
And the love sometimes seems very elusive, very hard to catch.
有时候爱是不是非常清楚的，不容易抓到的。
So how do we pursue love?
所以我们怎么样去追求爱呢？
By doing the things we've already talked about.
就做一些我们刚才已经提到的事情。
Get to know God's love better, depend on the Lord's help, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
就认神更多，求神的帮助。 然后让你的生命充满圣灵。
Maybe for some of our family members, love comes naturally, but for most people, it doesn't come naturally. We have to pursue it.
So 有时候当家里的人能够爱彼此相爱非常简单，但是对一些不清楚、不认识的人要追求爱，就不是非常简单一件事情。
And then the fifth thing that I'm going to share with you doesn't really come from the Bible.
那第五件事情我要跟大家一起分享的，不是从圣经来的。
And that's to learn the love languages.
这时候是怎么样去学习爱的语言?
A few of you heard me talk about this at the hot pot party in February.
这时候有几个人中间可能是在二月份，我跟大家一起做火锅的时候谈到这件事情，有些人可能还记得。
Actually, comes from a book by a Christian counselor named Gary Chapman titled "The Five Languages of Love."
这我讲的事情是从这一本书，是Gary Chapman写的这本书叫做《五个爱的言语》。Now
we can say I love you in a lot of different languages.
我可以说，我们可以讲说我爱你，可以有不同的语言来说。And
the first one is German. If I would come to you this morning and say "Ich liebe dich," you would say what?
我如果用德文来跟你讲的话，你可能不晓得我在讲什么，就像我现在讲的。
But if I could say it in Chinese, so I can say it in English, I love you, then you would know exactly what I mean.
我用英文讲的话，你就了解我在讲什么。And
what Gary Chapman teaches in this book is that we all feel loved in different ways.
这个作者在这本书讲说，我们感觉到爱有不同的各种不同的方式。And
we need the person that we are trying to love, we need to learn what their language is so we can speak their language.
当我们要爱一个人的话，我们必须要学习。 怎么样的爱的言语，我们要爱的对象。Some
people say, well, I'm showing them love all the time. I'm doing this and I'm saying this and all this, and they don't seem to get it.
哇，有些人讲说，我做了好多的事情，做了很多的爱的东西，的举动，但是那个人好像一点都不了解。It's
because we aren't speaking their language.
这是因为我们没有去讲对方能够了解的言语。
So I'm going to go quickly through these, and if you would like to study them more, you can get the book at the library or go buy it.
我会很快的过列这一部分，如果愿意的话，你可以去图书馆去借或者买这本书。And
the first one is words of affirmation.
第一个是赞许的言语。And
the definition of this is simply verbal compliments or words of appreciation.
这时候就是讲说口头上的赞许，或者是一些欣赏的言语。Could
be something as simple as like this. Thanks for helping with the dishes.
这时候讲说，谢谢你能够洗碗盘。You
are the best cook ever.
哇，你这是最好的厨师。
You look fantastic tonight.
今天晚上看得非常的漂亮，美丽，英俊。
Be simple, straightforward statements of affirmation are words of affirmation.
非常简单直接的一个赞许，口头上的赞许，就是我们现在讲的。Second
one is quality time.
第二个是讲是有品质的时间。
And he defines this as being together, doing things together, giving each other undivided attention.
他讲的这个作者定义的这个品质时间是在一起，而且能够一起做事情，让彼此有一个不被其他分开的一个的关心。
For some people, this is quality conversation, maybe over a cup of tea or over a cup of coffee.
这时候有人讲，这是一个非常有品质的彼此的交谈，或许是一起喝一杯咖啡，喝一杯茶。
For some people, it's quality activities, taking a walk together.
有些人是在一起能够散步。
And some of them, you can combine both quality conversation and activities.
有些人能够把一些人文品质的在一起，将一些像这些上面类似一些动作行动一起组合起来。
Such as this one, where you can go for a walk and have coffee together.
你或许能够一起走，一起外面走路，并且有一杯茶能够坐下来谈话。
So it includes anything in which you have an interest and both of you like to do.
这时候就是能够一起彼此有兴趣能够一起做的事情。
The third one is receiving gifts.
第三件事情是接受礼物。
And of course we like gifts, but the definition he gives is any gift that is given without expecting anything in return.
我们都希望礼物，但是礼物的定义是说你接受到那个礼物，但是你不需要去做任何的一个回馈。
A gift is something you can hold in your hand and say, look, he was thinking of me or she remembered me.
当你拿到一个礼物的时候，你的感觉是说，哇，他想到我，而且记得我。
So you have to be thinking of someone to give them a gift.
你必须要能够想到某个人，才有办法给那个人礼物。
And so the gift is a symbol of that thought, and it doesn't matter whether it costs money or not. What is important that you thought of that person.
最重要的理由是因为那个人关心到你，想到你，而不是金钱上面去买这个礼物。
And there are many examples: flowers and chocolate, tickets to sporting events, money. Basically, a gift that the other person likes.
有时候就是像要一朵花、一束花、巧克力，或者是说一些去参加一些运动项目的一些门票。
And then the fourth one are acts of service. Acts of service.
第四件事情是有一个服事的一个行动。
And that simply means doing things you know your spouse would like you to do.
就是这很简单的一个定义，就是能够做你自己配偶要你去做的事情。
There could be a lot of examples. How many of you like to have breakfast in bed some morning?
有时候你们认为在床上你有一个床上的早餐，有多少人喜欢这样的事情？
Look at a lot of things, cooking a meal, setting the table, washing dishes, any of these things, plus many more, where you do it for another person because you love them.
你做了很多事情，比如说是煮一顿饭，或是清一下餐桌，很多很多的事情，你是因为对方而做。
And then the fifth one is physical touch.
第五件事情是一个身体的接触。
And it's a loving touch that brings pleasure to the other person.
这是一个非常爱的一个接触，能够让对方感到喜乐。
Of course, quite often we think of a hug. How many of you like hugs?
很多事情彼此能够拥抱，很多人喜欢拥抱。
I know it depends on who they're from, right?
我有时候很清楚是你的拥抱是哪个人要拥抱的。
But it can be holding hands, it can be caressing, kissing, hugging, back rubs, just a hand on the shoulder.
有些事情就是握手亲吻hugging， 而且有时候很多其他的动作。
But there are at least these five ways that different people will feel loved if you do these things for them.
所以这五件事情，对方你要是做的话，对方就会感觉到爱。
If you really love someone or want to show love to them, then you will learn their love language, even if it is not your language.
你能够这样学的话，即使是说不是你的言语的话，你可以慢慢能够学习了解。
And it's really a choice.
这个爱只是一个选择性，是一个选择。
Here's a quote from his book. Poor choices in the past don't mean that we must make them in the future. Instead, we can say, I'm sorry. I know I've hurt you, but I would like to make the future different. I would like to love you in your language. I would like to meet your needs.
很多过去的错误的选择，并不是说你要变成还是未来。我们可以说经常碰到的事情就是说，我们可以讲说，对不起，我知道我可能伤害了你，但是我希望能够以后会不同，我希望能够更用你的方式来爱你。
And Gary writes in his book, as he's writing primarily to married couples.
他当这位作者写这本书的话，主要是针对结婚的配偶。
I've seen marriages rescued from the brink of divorce when couples made the choice to love.
我是看到说，当结婚造成有些婚姻破裂了，能够在有时破裂到要离婚的边缘的时候， 当这一对能够做这方面的选择，他能够继续的往彼此相爱。
But it's not just marriage relationships, it's also relationships between parents and children.
这本书讲的这事情，有时候不只是配偶中间的爱，也可以是用到其他的方式。
I have an older brother who would tell me, he said, oh, you know, Dad never spent any time with us, and he was pretty upset about it.
我有一个兄弟跟我讲说，我们父亲经常没有花很多时间跟我们在一起。
Well, my dad had 9 children, he taught school, and he was a pastor all at the same time.
我的父亲有九个儿子，他在学校教书，他自己也是一个牧师。
But it never really bothered me because quality time was not my love language.
我父亲没有这样子对待我很亲密，因为我觉得我这个很品质的时间不是我自己本身要的一个爱的言语。
And we found out with our children, this one had this love language, and this one had this love language, and this one had this love language, and then my wife has a different one.
我当时我发觉上，我的几个儿子有不同的一种爱的言语，我自己的妻子有不同的爱的言语。
So it wasn't a matter of becoming bilingual for me, meaning 2 languages, it was whatever 5 languages.
这时候我在学的真是不是光是两种言语，可能是学到要必须要5种爱的言语都要学。
So learn the love languages and see if it doesn't change your relationships with some of those around you.
哇，你必须要去学这个爱的言语，才有办法把这个关系改变。
And then the 6th and the last one is, as I stole Nike's logo, just do it.
所以第六件事情就是，不管怎么样，就去做了，就像那 Nike 的广告一样。
Sometimes we just need to start doing it, make it a commitment. Say today I'm going to start doing some of these things with God's help.
所以有时候真是关系的，就是你今天就决定就去做，就对了。
Now, my favorite musical of all time is Fiddler on the Roof.
我在最喜欢的一个电影跟音乐就是。 小提琴手在屋顶上面。How
many of you have seen Fiddler on the Roof?
有多少人看到这一部电影？
I'm going to show you just a short scene from Fiddler on the Roof, and it's called Do You Love Me?
我要给大家看中间的一部分，将会投影在上面。Yeah,
I'm sorry it will not be translated, but there will be the captions across the bottom of the screen in English.
我们不会翻译，但是下面会有一个subtitle， 你可以看。
Love. Golden. Do you love me?
Do I what?
Do you love me?
Do I love you?
Well.
With our daughters getting married and this trouble in the town, you're upset, you're worn out. Go inside, go lie down. Maybe it's indigestion.
No, Golda, I'm asking you a question. Do you love me?
You're a fool.
I know. But do you love me?
Do I love you?
Well.
For 25 years I've washed your clothes, cooked your meals, cleaned your house, given you children, milked your cow. After 25 years, why talk about love right now?
Golden, the first time I met you was on our wedding day. I was scared.
I was shy.
I was nervous.
So was I.
But my father and my mother said we'd learn to love each other. And now I'm asking, Gold, do you love me?
I'm your wife.
I know. But do you love me?
Do I love him?
Well?
For 25 years I've lived with him, fought with him, starved with him. 25 years, my bed is his. If that's not love, what is?
That you love me.
I suppose I do.
Hey. then I suppose I love you too. It doesn't change a thing, but even so, after 25 years, it's nice to know.
Doesn't matter how many times I watch that. It's still one of my favorite scenes.
不管怎么样多少次再看，它还是我最喜欢这一部电影里面最喜欢的一个部分。
I want to ask you this morning.
我要问你大家一个问题。
Is somebody in your life just waiting for you to say, "I love you"?
是不是在你们生命当中有一个人正在等待你？对他说，我爱你。
You may say I've done this for them and I've done that for them. They should know I love them.
你会想说，我做了这么多事情，做这件事情，做那件事情，他应该知道我爱他。
Yeah. But maybe they need to hear it.
或许是这样的，但是他可能耳朵要听到你这样的说。
I understand I'm talking cross-culturally here. I'm American, and it's especially hard for older Chinese to say I love you. I know that.
我知道我讲的是可能是接触到一些文化当中的不同，但是对我也知道对一个比较年纪大的很难去说我爱你。
And I just want you to know that maybe I understand more than you think I do.
我要让大家了解我对这件事情尴尬性的了解，可能比你要了解的更多。
And I just want to come down here on your level and share this with you this morning.
我要这样子跟大家的分享。
I may understand a little better than you think I do, and just in case you doubt it, I'm going to tell you my experience in my life.
我是让大家了解说我真的是了解很多，因为我要跟大家分享下面的事情。
My father is a good Christian man, and a pastor as well.
我父亲是一个基督徒，也是他也是一个牧师。
Never in my entire life do I remember him telling me, "Steve, I love you."
他从来， no. 我从来都没有听过我父亲跟我讲说我爱你。
Did he love me? Of course he did.
他爱不爱我？当然了，他爱我了。
In his generation, that's just not something you did. You didn't tell.
在那一个世代里面。要讲这句话不是非常普通的事情，不容易。
Am I mad at him?
我是不是对他很生气呢？
No.
No, 我对他不生气。
No, I'm not really mad at him, but I would have to be honest and say that it would have been wonderful to hear it from him.
我不对他并不惹人生气，但是我就觉得，真的是如果他能够对我这样说的话，说他爱我的话，这是非常好的一件事情。
See, there was a big change in generations that started back in the 60s, some for the better, some for the worse.
在1960之前有一个大的转变，有些变好，有些变坏。
I also want to tell you that I never recall ever my father hugging me, ever.
我也让大家分享一下，我从来不记得我父亲会拥抱我，不记得。
And I never recall my father ever telling me, "Steve, I'm proud of you."
我从来没有父亲对我讲说，父亲对我讲说，我非常，觉得，对你非常的，觉得非常的骄傲。
Am I mad at him?
我是不是对他会生气呢？
No.
不会的。
That was his culture. That was his generation. That's what he knew to do.
那只是那个世代的一个文化，那就是他做，就是因为他那个时代的文化的原因。
He showed me in a lot of ways. He provided for us. He talked to us, gave us counsel. A lot of ways he showed love, but not through hugging or telling us these things.
他做了很多很多其他的事情，但是他就是没有用一个言语上面来讲，也没有用一个身体上面的拥抱来展示他对我的爱。
And as I looked at Bible teachings, even as I was affected by my culture, and even as I had children of my own, I decided that I was going to be a change point.
我看一下圣经上面讲的话，即使我被这个文化所影响，但是圣经教导我，那时候就决定我要有所不一样。
Because I believe that in order to show my children the love that God wanted me to show, that I also needed to tell them I loved them, to hug them, tell them I was proud of them.
当然我对我的子女，我会有很多东西要表达他们的爱，但是我要口头上跟他们讲说我爱他们。
But to be totally honest with you, it doesn't come easy for me.
但是跟大家非常的诚实来讲，我要口头上这样子用身体的hug来展示他们爱，对我来讲。 是非常不容易的事情。
It's gotten easier over the years, especially when our youngest daughter, her love language is physical touch.
这时候真是非常不容易，但是慢慢的比较简单，因为我跟我的子女的中间的关系。
And she'd come to us and say, "I need a hug."
我那个小女也会指动上来跟我讲说，我需要一个拥抱。
What could I do? Give her a hug, right?
所以我也没办法拒绝，说我女儿过来，我就要拥抱她。And
she even helped us to get to the place where we could have family hugs.
她有时候让我们大家一个整个家庭里面，大家都有一个机会彼此拥抱。We
get the kids in the middle, and Nancy and I put our arms around them, and we do a family hug.
所以说我们大家在一起聚集，整个大家一起团聚，大家就有一个家庭式的一个彼此的拥抱。
Do you know that there may be somebody in your life just waiting to hear those words, "I love you"?
或许你在仔细的思想，在你生命中间有一个人正在等待你跟他讲说，我爱你。
It might be your spouse, it might be your child, it might be your parent.
或许是你的配偶，或许你的子女，或者是你的父母亲。
It might be somebody here this morning.
或许是在座当中的某一个人。
Some of them don't necessarily need to hear only the words, they also need one of the five love languages.
他或许不只是听到这个口头上面跟他讲我爱你，或许是刚才我讲的那五个爱的言语中间的一样。
They need a word, may need a word of affirmation, they may need a physical touch, they may need an act of service, quality time, gift.
或许是一些赞赏的言语，或者是一些 跟他有一个很有品质的时间，诸如此类。
And I know some probably are saying this right now.
或许现在某个人也会这样子的说。
That's not my love language, that's not my culture.
你会讲说，这真的不是我的文化中间我自己平常能够做的事情。
I'm not the one asking you to do this, it's God who's telling you to do this.
但是我要知道你想的是， 并不是我要求你这样子做，是神邀请你能够这样做。So
if you feel that God wants you to show love in a special way to another, don't hide behind these excuses. No matter how difficult it is, just say, "God, I will do it, but I can't do it by myself. I need you to help me."
所以当时候你必须要对某个人能够说你的爱或展示你的爱的时候，你没有任何的借口，你要神跟你这样讲，你必须要爱别人。
What does God say we as Christians should do for each other?
神跟我们讲说，我们彼此，我们要怎么样？
Let's say it together.
我们一起说,
love one another.
彼此相爱。
So now that we know what love means, and we also know how we can love more, what are we going to do about it?
这时候我们知道我们必须要爱，而且我们要爱更多，我们要怎么样子做呢？
Are we going to continue on with the way we've always done things, or are we going to make some changes in our lives that God wants us to make?
我们是要继续这样做呢，还是我们要改变一下，能够爱别人更多一点？
If you look into the back of your bulletins at the very bottom of the outline,
这时候你把你的那个单张拿下来，最后的这个 outline 中间有几个大家可以填的。
You'll see my action step or steps.
就是你会讲说我的行动。 跟我的步骤是应该是怎么样的？
Before you leave today, I would encourage you to write down one thing about showing love to another that God wants you to do.
这时候让大家能够做的是做一件事情，神要你做的一件事情写在上面。
So write it down, and then put it where you'll see it regularly.
So 帮他写下来，让放在一个你经常能够看到的地方。
Every day, ask God for help in doing it.
每天都祈求神能够帮助你做这件事情。
And I encourage you also to tell another Christian who will pray for you and keep you accountable.
这时候也就是你可以跟另外一个基督徒的朋友能够一起帮你祷告，让你能够坚实的这样子的做。
Jesus' command is this.
耶稣的命令是这样子的。
Would you read it with me?
我们大家一起念。
A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若彼此有相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
I believe that people all through the world, no matter what nationality, what race, are looking for love.
我认为这个世界上不管是什么样的国籍，大家都在找爱。
And I believe that if we as Christians would simply commit to keeping this command of Jesus to love one another with agape love.
我们也是基督徒，我们必须要有这个神的爱的爱众人。
And we'd see a tremendous revival of people turning to Christ because.Of the love that they see flowing through Christians.
我们也就是能看到很多人慢慢的变成基督徒，就是因为我们能够展示这样子的爱。
But we can't speak for everybody else, but we can at least say, God, I want to be more loving with your help.
我们不能够跟讲对其他人做代替别人说话，但是我们自己可以讲说，神啊，我这也要这样子的爱。
And remember, you can't do it on your own. You have to have the Lord's help.
但是你要知道，真是这个爱，你们不能够自己做，你必须要求神的帮忙。
I believe that God is going to give us all an opportunity today, tomorrow, sometime this week to really show love to another person.
我们知道神将会我们生命中间有个机会，或者是今天，或者是下个礼拜，有一天能够表达你对别人的爱。
So who needs your love today?
所以说，问题是谁需要，谁今天需要你的爱
？Will you do it? Will you love them with God's love?
你会去做吗？你会用神的爱来爱他吗
？I pray that you will.
我真是祈祷你会这样子的做。